And now we turn to some L.A. jazz and a pair of musicians with new albums out this month, Alex Klein and Cameron Graves. As the California Report's Susie Racho and our jazz critic Andrew Gilbert tell us, these artists draw inspiration from something other than politics.
So we're going to talk today about two albums that have a couple of things in common, the first being spirituality. And we're listening to a piece from Oceans of Vows from the Los Angeles drummer Alex Klein's Flower Garland Orchestra, and it's inspired by the Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh.
Yeah, he's 90 years old now, an amazing figure, you know, peace activist going back 60, 70 years. And Alex Klein has long wanted to set some of his poetry and some sutras to music. And he created this epic work, two CDs, 2 hours of music, an amazing all-star ensemble. And it's really, really beautiful stuff.
And we should also mention he's the twin brother of guitarist Nels Klein, who most famously plays with Wilco, but also has a very illustrious solo career of his own. But there's also this kind of mirroring, not just with the twins, but in the band too, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting where you have two guitarists. So there's Nels is on this. G.E. Stinson's also on it. Two violinists, percussionists. He doesn't overwork the point, but you kind of get this back and forth going on.
And like you mentioned, this is a really interesting project in a lot of ways. The fact that it's so long is one, so you get over 2 hours of music. But as a listening experience, would you say it's best taken as the entire suite, or are there songs on this that stand out to you individually?
Yeah, tracks definitely stand up on their own, but there is something about listening to a whole disc and just kind of getting swept along in it. Pieces develop slowly. It takes a little patience. Some of the tracks are 15, 16 minutes long. But it's really wonderful to hear sort of how players or the vocalist, Irini Agbabian, sort of emerges from the mix.
That's Oceans of Vows from Alex Klein's Flower Garland Orchestra. And spirituality is also a theme on the new album from pianist Cameron Graves. That's the end of Corporatism from Cameron Graves' Planetary Prince. Now, where's the spiritual inspiration for this record, Andy?
So he is drawing on this, it's called the Urantia Book, and it's this sort of mysterious, big, esoteric tome that appeared in Chicago in the 1920s or 30s. A lot of musicians have found inspiration in it, Stockhausen, Jimi Hendrix, but a lot of ways the inspiration you really hear is coming from his fellow musicians and the West Coast Get Down, sort of the same crew that recorded the epic with Kamasi Washington.
He's kind of coming out of this very fertile community that he's been a part of for a long time, kind of similar to the Alex Klein record.
Absolutely. You know, we kind of think of the Los Angeles scene as kind of atomized and hard to create a sense of community, but here you've got these two very specific groups of musicians who have played together for years. The West Coast Get Down, a lot of these guys have been playing together since high school. Alex Klein, obviously with his brother Nels, and Jeff Gautier, they've been playing together 40 years.
And so he's really part of this kind of fertile, genre-busting group of musicians, you know, the guys who backed Kendrick Lamar and also appeared, like you said, on the Kamasi Washington record. But how is he making his own statement?
Yeah, you know, if you look, though, there's a lot of overlap of personnel with the Epic. This is definitely not the Epic Part 2. It has this just pummeling energy, a lot of it. It draws on a lot of sort of the fusion, Chick Corea. McCoy Tyner wasn't making fusion in the 70s, but that energy, and particularly in the bass and drums, the Bruner brothers, Thundercat and Ronald Bruner, it is just high energy kinetic music.
And this is also another long statement. It's 80 minutes long, which is pretty long for a debut record, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's generous, a generous amount of music. And it sustains its energy, he has a lot of ideas. And you feel like sometimes he's trying to get them all in. But I really enjoyed the album. His compositions are interesting. The playing is pretty remarkable throughout.
Andrew has more on Cameron Graves' Planetary Prince and Alex Klein's Oceans of Vows at californiareport.org. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you, Susie.